Beginning Sunday, Escambia County Fire Rescue and the City of Pensacola are again teaming up to keep the wreath green. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has a preview of the 10th annual Holiday Fire Safety Campaign.
This is a dangerous time. Even though it's a happy time with the holidays, it can be very dangerous if they don't follow those safety tips and use a little bit of extra precaution.
Lieutenant Daniel Ackerman is with Escambia Fire Rescue. According to the U.S. Fire Administration, about 400 lives are lost and more than 1,600 people injured in holiday fires each year. Damages total around $1 billion. Through Keep the Wreath Green, Ackerman says their goal each holiday season is putting off as long as possible what happens to be the inevitable.
We're hoping that we can keep from changing any bulbs for hopefully the whole month, but typically we change 10 or 11 of them throughout the month, so we know it's going to happen. We're just trying to keep it off as long as we can.
Here's how Keep the Wreath Green works. For every residential blaze or wildfire, a red bulb replaces one of the green on the 5-foot wreaths on display at 27 different locations. Those include Escambia County Fire Stations, 5 Pensacola Fire Halls, the old Escambia County Courthouse, Public Safety Building on W Street, Cordova Mall, and Pensacola City Hall. There's also a mobile display. Ackerman says in these parts, the most common cause of a home fire this time of the year is a faulty or misused space heater.
A lot of times they forget to do one of two things. A, they either put it too close to the items and they need to have about 3 feet of space away from anything combustible, or they overuse it and they leave it on when they're either going to sleep or when they leave the room. And those are big no-nos, because if you're not in there to monitor it, you don't know if it's having a problem.
The open flame of an ignored candle is another cause of seasonal fires, and then there are kitchen accidents, a year-round hazard, but one more prevalent during the holidays.
A lot of people have guests over, they start worrying about other stuff in the house, so we do see a lot of kitchen fires, and the biggest cause from that is people walking away from the stove when they're cooking. And when they walk away from the stove, they're not watching it, it overheats and catches fire.
For many, part of the Christmas celebration is decorating a live tree. Ackerman says before purchase, check it for freshness by making sure the needles don't fall or break off at the touch.
But if you don't have those two problems, it's a pretty fresh tree. You can go ahead and bring it home. One of the big things to do is cut an inch or two off the base of the tree, and that gives you the fresh bottom and make sure you keep it watered. If you keep a tree watered throughout the Christmas season, it's no more dangerous than an artificial tree.
Make sure that lights going onto the tree are in good working order and replace any faulty or overheating lights, damaged wires, and power cords. Smoke alarms are also vital, especially for protecting children and seniors, those most likely to die in a house fire. Lieutenant Dan Ackerman at Escambia Fire Rescue says other safeguards include having and maintaining fire extinguishers and developing an escape plan for everyone in the family.
You need two ways out of every room of your house. The first is typically through a doorway, the front door, back door. And then if you can't find a second doorway out, use a window. And usually the hallway is a generic for all the bedrooms, and then usually one of the windows is the backup for each of those bedrooms.
Daily safety tips throughout the month of December can be found at keeptherwreathgreen.com.
Just try to be safe this holiday season and use those extra safety precautions and keep your family safe so you can enjoy the holidays.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.